A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're considering the Word of God, the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. The Bible says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." This morning, we are dealing with the accusers. Here in this passage, we could see the Bible says the accuser of our brethren was cast out of heaven. He was cast down. The one who accused them before God day and night. There are accusers of the brethren, and there are accusers in life and destiny. You have accusers. These ones, of course, may not be accusing you to God. Some, of course, could be accusing you to God. There are people who have employed prophets to accuse other men before God. False prophets, anyway, and their accusers. Those who have gone to negotiate with the devil or to contract the devil, to contract negative supernatural powers, evil prophets, evil priests, evil imam. They contract herbalists and witch doctors or the witchcraft powers to fight against your life and against your destiny. They accused you at such covens and at such evil altars. Who are these accusers? Again, they are those who spread bad news and evil report about you. There are people who all they are interested in is to spread bad news about you. They spread evil news about you. These are the accusers of the brethren, accusers of your person that must be dealt with and that we are dealing with today. Those who spread bad news and evil report about you. They go from place to place spreading evil report and bad news about you. Who are the accusers of the brethren? Who are your accusers? Number two, those who are falsely accusing you to your benefactors, your accusers. Those who are falsely accusing you, telling lies about you to your benefactors so that your benefactors could change their mind concerning you. Don't ever forget what Ziba did to Mephibosheth. He told lies against Mephibosheth to David, his benefactor, so that David could change his mind about Mephibosheth. Don't forget Doeg. Doeg spoke, falsely accused David and the priest at Nob unto King Saul. And this led to the destruction of over 80 priests in one day. So your accusers are those who are falsely accusing you to those who should help you. Many of us have lost a favor of men because we have been accused negatively to the men who wanted to favor and to help us. But my prayer is that those who are falsely accusing you to your benefactors shall be consumed by the fire of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Who are the accusers, your accusers that we have to deal with? They are those who are spoiling your name or your business. You have a name. You have a business, and those who are spoiling your name, spoiling your business, spoiling your brand, they are your accusers. Your name is one of the major things that you sell, particularly if you are a public figure. You're a public person. Your name is very important, and a good name is better than silver and than gold. But there are people who just want to spoil your good name to make people think that you are not what they think you are. These are your accusers. They will stop at nothing to ensure that your name is battered. Who are your accusers? Those who are attempting to build their own business or their own brand by spoiling your own. They want to build their own brand, and so they think what they should do to build their brand is to spoil your own brand. These are your accusers. They want to spoil your business so that your own business can grow. They want to spoil what you are selling so that what they are selling can grow. They want to say what you are selling is evil so that people can come and patronize their own. These are your accusers. They are attempting to build their own business, build their own brand by spoiling your own. These are your accusers. Who again is your accuser? Whoever is publishing bad reports about you is your accuser. Your accuser again is anybody who is amplifying your mistakes to other people. There is nobody who does not make mistakes. So maybe you have made the mistake. Your accuser is those who has gone to town with your mistake, amplifying the mistake. The little mistake you made, he has made it look big, appeared big to people. He has exaggerated the whole thing with a view to destroy your name, to destroy your interest, to destroy what you represent, to destroying your business. These are accusers. Your accusers is anybody who is speaking negatively to those who believe in you, to those who support you. Anybody who says anything negative to those who believe you, to those who support you, to those who encourage you is your accuser. Those who are buying from your shop, whoever has gone to them to tell them, are you still buying there? He is selling fake. She is selling fake with a view to taking these customers away from you is an accuser. And we must not allow them to survive or to succeed. The Bible says they were cast down. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Your accusers also will be cast down. Those who accuse you falsely, they will be cast down. They will be beaten down. They will meet their Waterloo. They will be frustrated. They will be disappointed. Their expectations concerning you will fail, and God will cause them to be cast down. And so those who are your accusers, they will go down. You will trample upon them under your feet in the name of Jesus. We want to pray this morning. You have to deal with these accusers. Don't forget, the psalmist prayed a prayer that God will rescue and deliver him from the scourge of the tongue. Your accusers are those who are scourging your life with their tongue. They are using their tongue, or their plot is to use their tongue to destroy your life, your destiny, your business. They will not prevail, and they must not be allowed to stand. They must go down. They must be cast down. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and say, Father, let those who are spreading bad news and evil report about me be frustrated and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that whoever is spreading bad news and evil report about me, let such person be destroyed. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, any man or woman who is falsely accusing me to my helpers be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Let any man or woman falsely accusing me to my benefactors, let that man be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Whoever has not shown me mercy, let him obtain no mercy. Let him obtain no mercy. Let him find no mercy in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray, any man or woman who is spoiling my name, spoiling my business because he wants to build his own, let him go down in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that any man or woman who is spoiling my name, spoiling my interest, spoiling my business, so to build his own, to build our own, let such a man or woman go down. Let them go down in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Please pray that prayer again, that Father, whoever is reporting me negatively, whoever is speaking against me to my benefactor, to my boss, so that I will not get the promotion that I desire, so that I will not get the contract that I desire, let them go down. Let them be silenced forever in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that those who are reporting me negatively, speaking evil against my life and against my interests, so that I won't get that promotion, so that I won't get that contract, so that I won't get that blessings, Father, let them go down. Let them be silenced permanently. Let them become dumb in the name of Jesus. Let them go dumb in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Deliver me, O God, from the scourge of the tongue. Make that your prayer. Father, deliver me from the scourge of the tongue. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Almighty Father, that you will deliver me from the scourge of the tongue. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' precious name, I like you to pray and tell your Father in heaven and say, Father, let the desire of the wicked, of the accusers concerning me, be their portion. Those who want me to go down, let them go down. Those who want me to fail, let them fail. Those who want me to be destroyed, let them be destroyed. Those who are expecting me to fall, let them fall. Those who are expecting me to die, let them die. Let the expectations of the wicked come upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. That verse of scripture says, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Lift your voice and declare, let my accusers go down. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let my accusers go down and let them be destroyed. Let them rise up no more. Let them fall never to rise again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that your accusers will go down. Those who are spreading bad news and evil reports about you, about your interest, about your family, about your business, they will go down in the name of Jesus. I pray that those who are falsely accusing you to your helpers will be consumed by fire. Those who are scourging you with their tongue, they will go deaf, they will go dumb, they will not be able to speak. They will be dumb in the name of Jesus. Those who are attempting to pull down your business in order to build their own, let them go down. They will fail. Your accusers will be cast down. You will trample upon them. You will trample over them in the name of Jesus. And I pray, whoever is amplifying your mistake, your error, that the Lord will silence them completely in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will show you great mercy. Your fault, your mistakes, because you have confessed them to God, they are forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus. The desire of your accusers concerning you will be their lot. Those who expect you to fail will fail. Those who are waiting for you to fall will fall. And the name of the Lord in your life will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at noon for our interdenominational prayer convocation, Moriah Prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. It promises to be great. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all social media is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.